right, we all know that a lot of people have big debts after going to college, but how do they get into this mess? Well, new federal research blames, in part, the colleges for sending financial aid letters to students that are confusing and sometimes misleading. Alyssa Nadworny is here from NPR's Education Desk. Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
Okay, so how do we think the current student debt crisis connects to these specific letters from colleges about financial aid?
So when a student gets accepted to a college, the school typically sends them a letter explaining how much money they're eligible to receive in grants, scholarships, work study, and federal student loans. Every college's letter looks a little different, making it really hard to compare. Colleges make them branded, like with school colors. There's lots of exclamation points. These offers, they're part of the pitch. They're trying to convince students to enroll. And sometimes, as you said, they're misleading. Several years ago, Rachel Fishman, a researcher at New America, looked at 11,000 of them.
Nobody did everything completely right. And then there was a few that did things egregiously wrong.
So this issue has been around a while. Back in 2019, the Department of Education told colleges to essentially clean up their act and gave them some direct instructions. First of all, you got to say how much it's going to cost. Be clear about what needs to be paid back and what's free money. Don't call it an award, because it's not. But today, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, a federal watchdog, released a report that found colleges are not following the Ed Department's guidance. And letters continue to be confusing and deceptive.
Interesting. So how big is this problem?
So the GAO found the vast majority of colleges, 91%, either did not include or miscalculated the net cost. So that's how much out of pocket the student is going to need to pay. More than a fifth didn't provide any info on college costs. Nothing.
Wow.
Melissa Emery-Aris, who led the GAO's review, says this has big consequences.
Students can face huge surprises when they enroll in schools. They may have to take on large loans to deal with unexpected costs. They may cut back on essentials like food if they're not expecting the costs. And they may even potentially drop out of college due to those costs.
So she points to other moments where individual consumers are making big financial decisions. So taking out mortgages and credit cards, buying health insurance. Those have common legal requirements, standardized information to help consumers make the correct decision, and that doesn't exist for student financial aid.
So what happens now? Like, what recommendations does the GAO have?
The GAO said since colleges didn't follow the Department of Ed guidance, that leaves Congress. Here's Emery-Aris from the GAO.
We think that Congress needs to require colleges to provide this clear and standard information to prospective students and their families.
So past legislation to do this hasn't gone anywhere. But today, Representative Virginia Fox from North Carolina, she's the top Republican on the House Education Committee. She said what colleges are doing is, quote, egregious and unacceptable. She was the one that actually asked for this research. And today she's introduced new legislation to make these offer letters more transparent.
That is NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Thank you, Elsa.